Dear Cheap Astronomy, what's the latest on magnetars? Magnetars are a type of neutron star that has a very powerful magnetic field. That magnetic field slowly decays as the magnetar releases flashes of gamma or X-rays, so magnetars only last briefly as magnetars for around 10,000 years before they drop back to being plain old neutron stars. Indeed, there is now a suggestion that many, if not all, neutron stars may spend small parts of their lives as magnetars. To recap, all neutron stars, including magnetars, are the remnants of a massive star that went supernova. Neutron stars generally have a mass of around 1.4 times that of the Sun, but a diameter of only 20 kilometers, which means they are very dense objects. As well as having a hugely powerful magnetic field, something that distinguishes a magnetar from a plain old neutron star is its spin rate, where magnetars spin once every 2 to 10 seconds, while plain old neutron stars spin several times a second, generally 1 to 10 times. Another distinguishing characteristic is a magnetar's propensity to release periodic flashes of gamma rays, which is why magnetars are traditionally called soft gamma repeaters. The repeating flashes are not proper gamma ray bursts, which are mostly produced by core collapse supernovae explosions. However, it is now thought that magnetars may also be at least one source of fast radio bursts, FRBs. In 2020, the first FRB detected from a source in our own galaxy was tracked down to a known magnetar, SGR 1935+2154, where SGR stands for soft gamma repeater. The signal from that SGR fit the specs of an FRB, although it did have less intensity than other FRBs we've detected from outside our galaxy. So for now, astronomers are just cautiously saying that magnetars are one confirmed source of FRBs, although not necessarily the only source. If magnetars are ever confirmed to be the source of all FRBs, expect a Cheap Astronomy episode titled WTF FRBs SGR++. Anyhow, the reason behind a magnetar's powerful magnetic field is also a bit of a mystery. Given that being a magnetar is a fleeting 10,000-year blip in some neutron star's lifetimes, it may represent a brief phase of instability before a neutron star settles down into a more stable structure. If this is right, the repeating soft gamma ray flashes and occasional fast radio bursts may arise from a star quake, as the immense gravity of a neutron star reconfigures some of its outer layers into a more compact arrangement. If all of this is true, then magnetars are perhaps just young neutron stars that are still settling down after their initial formation, which might also explain why magnetars spin slower, since their collapse down into a denser structure would be like an ice skater drawing his or her arms in. In other words, a more stable compressed neutron star should spin faster than a less compressed, structurally unstable magnetar. We need to stress there's a lot of speculation going on here, but this is where current thinking seems to be trending just at the moment. It's also possible that older neutron stars might turn into magnetars if they've been disrupted in some way, perhaps by a collision. A 2017 multi-messenger astronomy observation, which combined gravitational wave detection by LIGO with optical observations by the Hubble Space Telescope, detected the merger of two neutron stars in another galaxy, that merger producing a bright kilonova and a burst of gravitational waves, all of which left behind a hypermassive magnetar of about 2.7 solar masses. So perhaps somewhere in the next 10,000 years, we'll see this hypermassive magnetar compressed down into a hypermassive neutron star, or perhaps into a black hole. The mechanism underlying the intense magnetic field of magnetars is yet another subject of speculation. It may be due to a magneto-hydrodynamic dynamo process, where some remnant charged protons and electrons, which hadn't yet merged into neutrons, act like a fluid, which is spiraled around by the magnetar's spin, and hence generates a hugely amplified, although time-limited, magnetic field, until further compression under the star's intense gravity eventually suppresses this process, so returning that hugely amplified magnetic field back to what is considered normal for a plain old neutron star.